You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon moves on, and we are having a tremendous time in here. It's been, my God, I mean, we've been on the air now for an hour and a half, and it's been jam-packed, of course, with great guests. And we ask you, continue to be generous with your donations. So many great items to bid on, and we'll go over those bidding items. And we are over $50,000 raised so far. We continue. We want to push this thing to 55, so you're going to have to rally for us in these remaining minutes of the show, less than a half an hour. Happy to bring on the show right now Renee Harvey. She's the vice president of the Cleveland Browns Foundation, works with Dee Haslam, part of the Browns ownership, very closely on that as well. First of all, Renee, welcome. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
And give us a sense. This is a first time that we've done this radiothon. So putting this all together and give us a breakdown, too, of the foundation's success and the focus and what you've been doing through this whole calendar year.
Sure. So about a year ago, we underwent kind of a restructuring of sorts of our entire community outreach platform. And what we've done under Dee's leadership is really kind of separate our community relations and define that a bit more, and to do the same thing with our foundation. So we now have separate staffs, which allows us to do both sets of work in a much more impactful way. So the foundation, now we have a new mission statement, new focus areas. We have a well-established board, and we've been able to make some really measurable impact in the community in just a short amount of time. So we've really landed on education and youth development as those two focus areas for us to begin that work.
And this foundation, already up about $52,000 have been raised as a part of this radiothon. What are some of the great items that you are looking and showcasing right now to the people that are out there? I know we've talked a lot about the experience with Ray Farmer. We've talked about the experience with Mike Pettine, which is for 20 people, by the way, to have a chalk talk with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. That's now up to $700. Dinner with Alex Shiner is up to $700. We've got Ray Farmer at $1,550. That's for four people total to have film and watch film and have lunch with the general manager of the Browns. But there are a lot of amazing, unique experiences available right now at clevelandbrowns.com for bidding.
There are. So we really try to do a wide array of items. So things that, you know, such as the autographed items, all the way up to experiences for, we actually have one with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 162 people. So it's a movie theater that you basically get to own for the night. So you can do a great corporate outing. You can do some great things, a huge kids night for a school. Really unique things there. And obviously you've mentioned some of the great stuff with Coach and Ray and Alec. But we have a lot of things with our players as well. I know Joe Thomas's package has been talked about. We have bowling with Billy Wynn.
And we heard. I mean, we all know Billy Wynn is the man. He's actually going to be hosting with us tomorrow from 8:30 to 9. He is hysterical. Yeah. I would have to imagine bowling with Billy Wynn is going to be a time you will not soon forget. John Hughes also in that one as well, and you can bid on that right now at clevelandbrowns.com. You and three guests will enjoy a night of bowling with Browns defensive lineman Billy Wynn and John Hughes.
Dante Whitner, watch Monday Night Football with Dante. I mean, talk about somebody who's spirited, and what a great night that would be as well. So a lot of really good things that, you know, make sure as fans you're reading the descriptions. Some of the most amazing details are in those descriptions.
Yeah, absolutely. Dante Whitner, the Monday night game. You and three guests will have the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to watch a Monday night football game with Cleveland's own Dante Whitner. So that's a lot of fun. A lot of great experiences. Again, it's all for such a great cause, the Cleveland Browns Foundation, impacting the youth. And, Renee, I know you get to work a lot with these players, and it really seems like they have completely bought in. They're so engaged, and they enjoy the work that they do in the communities. Typically on Tuesday, they take their day off during the week to do this stuff with you guys.
They do, and our community relations staff has done a really great job of bringing them along. But so many of the guys, and actually many of the guys have been on today and will be on the rest of the radiothon, are the types of guys that come every single week to, they literally just build in the community visits as part of their weekly routine. Okay, what do we have this week? We're in. So they've become great ambassadors for this organization. They are completely entrenched in the community, and so it's really great to see them in action and really to see them develop as their careers progress as well.
Renee, the other thing is you get different players who, I mean, you get a great variety of players who buy in, who want to be part of this thing and go to the visits and go to the schools. You've never struggled. I mean, from the time I've known you now, this is, I think, 4 years we've worked together. We've actually known each other longer than that. But you always find these guys. How does it work out? And just explain to people, when you show up at an event and have all these players available, what's the recruiting effort and how much work does it actually take to just tell a guy, hey, we need you to do this?
So like you said, it really is not difficult at all. So our community relations staff does a really good job in the off season of making sure they connect with the players, finding out what their stories are, very similar to Robert Nelson. You know, what motivates them? Where would their passions lie? Do they have a family member who incurred or battled something that they can really champion? And we try to connect their backgrounds with the work we're doing in the community as much as possible, because they become such great ambassadors for specific things. So certain players are good in group settings. Others are more comfortable in a hospital setting. So really trying to find that mix and the right players, because we say you could have 53 different results when you go out in the community, depending on the player and their background and what those experiences are that they bring to the visit.
And I know one of the big signature events is the Cleveland Browns Foundation golf outing. Yes. I had an opportunity to kind of work at it and also get to play a little bit in it, which was a lot of fun. I had a dual role, and it was a great experience. And you know, you can kind of get a taste of that. Last year was at Barrington, and the golf item we talked about with Craig Robertson and Kevin Mack. You can play golf with them. Bid on that right now, clevelandbrowns.com. But talk about that golf outing. And I think it's a great way for people to get involved and have a great time. It's an awesome event.
It is. It's a beautiful day. We have about 25 players. We have our executive team goes out. And football side, it's a great celebration and kind of kickoff, almost an unofficial kickoff to the season. And we have many of our tremendous corporate partners out at the tournament. This year we netted $150,000 for our tournament. Amazing experiences and auction items there as well. But really great way to get our players involved in the work that we're doing. Great interaction between the foursomes that they play with. And it all obviously raises a lot of money for the work that we're doing in the Cleveland community to give back to education and youth development.
Well, Renee, thank you so much for being a part of this, and it's been an absolute pleasure to work with you for all these several years. The great work you do is commendable, and really, I think it's the best example, best practice example for the entire NFL.
I appreciate it. Well, you will certainly be missed, Vic.
Thanks, Renee. All right, Renee Harvey, VP of the Cleveland Browns Foundation, joining us here on the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. As it moves on, marches on, we need you. We need you in a big way to open those wallets, to be generous, to bid on these items. These are great items. You're going to get something really good out of this. You're going to get a chance to be with Ray Farmer and watch film. You're going to get a chance to hang out with the head coach, Mike Pettine. You get a chance to play catch with the quarterback, Brian Hoyer. And he'll even pull in some of his receiving core to be part of that as well. You'll get a chance to play golf with Craig Robertson.
I might have to win that one for my tryout. That'll be my tryout.
That would be
fifth-string quarterback. Emergency.
You're bidding on it. You can't win all these items. You're bidding on all of them.
They sound great.
But you got to let the peeps enjoy some of it,
too. Well, they got to get on it, then. Let's go.
All right, force their hand, but that's good. That is a good idea.
They're going to leave it as low-hanging fruit. I'm going to eat.
Nicely said. Vic Carucci.